Good morning after the gorgeous day yesterday with brilliant sunshine coming back in the afternoon and highs reaching 60 in a lot of places. We've cooled back down overnight into the upper 20s and lower 30s under a crystal clear sky. This will set us up for more sunshine for the day today. And this sun will carry us through the 40s and up toward 50 on average, with a northwest breeze keeping temperatures a bit cooler, especially across the northern parts of New York and New England, where it will stay in the middle and upper 40s. Still, though, a nice afternoon with plenty of sun and dry weather. Some clouds will start to move in from the west and south as a warm front approaches from the Ohio Valley. This warm front will never really get here, but it will continue to produce clouds and a few scattered showers overnight as low temperatures drop back into the 30s. A storm system in the middle of the country will hit the Midwest later on today and tonight and then move into southern parts of Ontario tomorrow. On this track, we'll have plenty of clouds around tomorrow, but mainly dry weather for the first half of the day. Clouds will thicken during the afternoon, and as the front approaches from the west and south, showers will be likely by the time we hit the evening commute. Friday night is when we'll see the best chance of a steadier rain as the storm system pushes through the region and temperatures go back into the 30s. On Saturday morning, a few leftover showers, then mostly cloudy during the day. It'll be breezy and a bit cool to start the weekend, with just the risk of a shower during the afternoon and highs in the upper 40s. On Sunday, we'll go back to sunshine with high pressure in control. It'll be nice out with temperatures in the mid-50s for the second half of the weekend. Another system will head our way from the south for the early part of next week. So we'll start out with sunshine on Monday morning, then clouds will increase with a chance of late day showers, highs back into the middle and upper 50s. A good chance of rain with this system Monday night into Tuesday morning. Then behind it on Tuesday afternoon, it'll be breezy and cooler with highs around 50 and a mix of sun and clouds with high pressure and control, keeping it dry on Wednesday of next week, although breezy and cool with highs staying in the 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms for Arkansas, central and southern Missouri, southern Illinois, western Kentucky and Tennessee, northwest Mississippi, and far northern Louisiana, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the Midwest to the western Gulf Coast. The highest confidence in the development of surface-based thunderstorms in the late afternoon exists in the vicinity of a dry line and cold front intersection across the Ozark Plateau. Here, pronounced surface heating near this intersection should be coincident with a pool of cool air in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. This instability and strong effective shear should favor supercells capable of producing very large hail and a few significant tornadoes. To the north, in the colder side of this storm system, a winter storm warning is in effect for parts of the upper Midwest, including Minneapolis. A powerful storm system with substantial moisture is going to track from the southern plains today to Missouri by tonight and into Michigan by tomorrow night. A large batch of precipitation, beginning as a mix of rain and snow, will turn to all snow this afternoon and continue through tomorrow. Snow will be heavy at times this afternoon through tomorrow with 1 to 2 inch snowfall rates per hour. Total snow accumulations of 6 to 12 inches are expected, with the heaviest amounts from southwest Minnesota across the Twin Cities to northern Wisconsin. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 12 degrees with a northwest wind at 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 35 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 32 degrees, the dew point 23, 69% relative humidity, a west wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.15 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 11 below zero at Hallock, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny near 60, Boston mostly sunny near 50, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 60 degrees, the low 30, the average temperature 45, that's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, still zero for the month, which is 3/10 of an inch below normal to this point in April, and 71.1 inches for the season, which is 14.1 inches of snow above normal. There were 20 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 45, and 6,309 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees, the average low, 33. The record high, 79, set in 1981, and the record low, 16, in 1954. Sunrise this morning was at 6:34 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:24 p.m., 12 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the middle 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a passing shower and lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a passing shower and lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, a passing shower possible in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a passing shower, lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain developing during the afternoon and evening in the upper 40s. Rain Friday night. Scattered shower Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny Sunday in the mid-50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Monday with late-day showers, middle to upper 50s. Showers on Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny near 50, and a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 40s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.